What's up, my enigmatic innkeepers? It's Chris with Tabletops and Tentacles, and this is Die Alone, a solo RPG and game podcast. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of Die Alone, and in this episode we talk about the state of the dungeon, what we have coming up for Season 2, and what our plans are for the upcoming episodes. Welcome back, everyone. It's been a while. It's been a long while, honestly. It's been almost a year. I think it's been over a year since the last episode of Die Alone aired, and a lot has happened since then. I am in a different state. We sold our house in Idaho, moved cross-country to Pennsylvania, and bought an old bar motel roadhouse that we live in now that needs a tremendous amount of work. It's a very much a fixer-upper, but it's a good opportunity for us to move to an area that's a little closer to a lot of conventions, so doing cons with my wife being sick won't be as much of a hardship, but it also allows us to be in a position financially where we won't have to do as many shows, and so I can stay at home and be a little more productive and create more regularly for the RPGs and the podcast and the videos and everything else. I'm really looking forward to it. It's been an interesting experience. The house is crazy. I'll throw some links in the description below to our YouTube channel on Cryptid Hollow, where you can actually see a walkthrough of this mad house we bought. It's got like 7 bedrooms and a big attic and an old bar restaurant on the main floor, but it hasn't been touched since the 70s. It hasn't been functioning in well over 2 decades, and it has pretty much everything in it still from the previous residence, like the couch behind me if you're watching this on YouTube. We've pulled out metric yards of old green shag carpeting, and we found 1920s coal mining magazines. So it's been more of an archaeological expedition than it has a actual just simple move. And so it definitely took me away from playing games and recording stuff on games a lot longer than I'd planned, but I am back, and I think I've finally hit a point with my equilibrium between projects and this project house to finally get back into the podcast and the show and playing and being creative again, which is the whole reason we made this move in the first place. We'd hope to do some cons this year, but I don't know that we will, so online is still going to continue to be the best place to find me. I have finally embraced Discord, and I will put a link to the Tabletops and Tentacles /DeeplyDapper/DieAlone Discord channel. If you want to hop over there and check it out, I will be a lot more active on there, and we will hopefully be playing some games on there and stuff as well. That's one of the things I am looking forward to with this new season of Die Alone, is posting not just like my reviews and discussions of games, but also some actual plays and some playthroughs of some of these solo games and RPGs that I've had requests for that, but I've never really had the time to put into producing something like that, because it's a lot more time consuming than just me sitting at a table and playing it myself. But I think I'll have enough time here to start doing some live playthrough, well, not live, but full run playthroughs of games. So you can kind of see how I play my game and how the game plays itself. I'm not real big on explaining every minutia point in a rule book when I do a review of a game or when I do a podcast on a game, because frankly, there's a really good chance I don't play all of the rules correctly. So having something where you can kind of see me play and how it plays, I think would be valuable and be kind of fun. And honestly, I just want to do it, so I'm going to. Hopefully you'll enjoy it and let me know what you think of it. If it becomes a little bit of a thing, I may spin it off into a separate podcast. So those of you that prefer to just listen to the shorter format review discussions don't have to download and listen to the other part of it, but we'll see where it lands. We'll also be posting most of these episodes to YouTube as well. We've got a pretty good channel going over there, our Tabletops and Tentacles channel. I've been doing a lot of promo stuff for the Zine Quest month that just ended, so I'm really trying to kind of diversify between them. Social media has become kind of weird, especially in the last couple of years, but in the last year, since I was doing the podcast regularly, I've scaled back a lot on that. We still have the Facebook group, we still have the Twitter account, and I will definitely be posting on there, but so much of social media has become even more ephemeral than it was before, and it feels like a tremendous amount of work and effort goes into making content for social media that then vanishes 5 minutes later if anyone sees it at all. And so that's something I kind of like about Discord to a certain point, because it has that vibe of the old school forums where you can post things and people can go back and comment on previous postings. And there's a little bit of that. I still kind of think I prefer the old school forums just because it's was a little less immediate. You didn't feel like you had to be on it all the time or fear missing something. But I'm hoping we can do something with the Discord along those lines. I'd love for you to hop over and discuss the games that we're playing over there. I'm also really putting a focus towards podcasts and YouTube again. I know there's this whole world of live streaming and the short snippets of this is happening now, but it makes it so much harder to be creative and make things when you're operating on such a quick turnover and time frame, and just like the hope that this one little thing happens to go viral and get attention that way. And the more I've thought about how I like to play and how solo role-playing games in particular sort of just feed that attitude, that's not it. It's not conducive to the style of game I like to play. I like to play something that's slow and measured and has some like wackiness to it, but not TikTok level of wackiness, if that makes any sense. I like the fact that someone can go back and watch something on YouTube from a year or 7 years ago and still have it be available and functional, whereas I can't even find tweets and things that I posted weeks ago. So this is just sort of my mindset and logic and how we're going to be going forward with Die Alone. I want to be doing projects that people can enjoy at their own time frame. I just think it fits the ethos of role-playing games and solo games in particular really well. So on that subject, Season 2 is upon us. I'm really excited about this season in particular. I've gotten a pretty wide swath of solo games that I'm looking forward to playing. I've been playing some games, and I'm really going to try and balance it between role-playing games, board games, sort of experience campaign-style games. I like to play pretty much anything that gives me a good experience, regardless of whether it's a role-playing game or a tabletop or a skirmish. And so I kind of want to experience as many of those as I can with you guys. I hope that works for everybody. Just purely the solo journaling RPGs, as much love as I have for them, in one way they're sort of more of an emotional experience, and I feel like playing them regularly actually diminishes my enjoyment of them, as opposed to taking one, playing it for a while, and then playing something else for a while. So in addition to a few of these that I've played already for the show, like Transformation, we're going to be hitting up some of the more like legacy and role-playing game themed like dungeon crawl games. I played a really fun run-through of Dungeon Degenerates that I'm going to talk about. We've got Merchants of the Dark Road coming up. Even some of the more like quick playing games like Heat, which is a Formula One racing game that I was really hesitant about. We also have a few episodes coming up that are Kickstarters that are coming out or that have come out recently that I'm going to be doing a little bit of promo for. I've been hesitant to do a lot of like promo and advertising stuff in the past with Die Alone, unless it's something that really speaks to me and I've gone out of the way to reach out to the creator for. But at the same time, I love new games and I'm a sucker for them. So if somebody reaches out to me, or if you have a project that's solo themed that you would like me to play on the channel, or even do an interview or something like that, be sure to hit me up. You can just send me an email at deeplydapper@gmail.com. Real easy to reach that way. And I'd love to play your game for Die Alone, or talk about your thought process in creating a solo game. If anything, I'm more solo oriented than I used to be, because I live even more remotely than I did before. When I was living in Idaho, I played games with my brother on a weekly basis, and out here, it's pretty much just me, my wife, and our dogs, and she doesn't play a lot of board games because she has trouble with her brain damage reading and understanding some of the more complexities of games. So I will be playing a lot of solo stuff. We're also going to be touching off on some of the like remote play role-playing games. I've been doing a game session of The Spectaculars with Alan Barr and a few fellas that has been a lot of fun. That's a superhero game that it's technically a role-playing game, but also has a lot of like board gamey aspects to it. And I'll definitely go through that, even though it wouldn't work very well solo play. I'm definitely going to talk about it on the podcast because it has some interesting stuff in it that I think could play into a solo experience really well. But I'm excited. I'm looking forward to being back. I hope you guys have stuck around for this. I think season 2 is going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to try and stick to at least a release every week, whether it's talking about what I'm playing or what's coming up, or a full review overview. There's a few games like Rangers of Shadowdeep and ISS Vanguard that I've been playing that are big campaign games, and it'll take me a while to actually get far enough into it that I feel like it's worthy of a full episode. But I think I might be doing sort of some first impression ones, and I think it'd be kind of fun to do that and then come back after playing it anyway and see if my opinion's changed, or if the play has changed and how I play the game in general. So stick with me. Make sure you hit subscribe. And if you haven't, likes and stars and reviews and things definitely do help people find the podcast. As always, your support for the podcast is awesome. I love the enthusiasm for solo games, and it's good to be back and playing again. If you would like to support the channel, one of the best ways to do so is to buy the stuff I make. Right now I have a game called Attack from Space live on Kickstarter, and it is the deluxe version of this game, so it's going to be a nice hardcover version. It's based off of the Lumen system, and it is my first non-solo game, actually. But it's a really fun game. It's a tribute to my youth in high school and how I used to doodle in my workbooks and make collages out of books that I shouldn't have been cutting up and things. And I've pulled in over 24 artists to collaborate on the sketches and doodles in it. And it's just a fun project. We're really close to a stretch goal that unlocks a Merkborg adaption kit that will literally be like post-it notes and cutouts that you tape into the book to modify it for Merkborg. So it's been a really fun project. It's totally crazy. It's off the wall, and it's live for another week or so. You can also find links to most things that I've made, like 3D6 and my other games, on most social media. And as always, thank you for supporting indie creators. And remember, we all die alone. We'll be right back.